This is Dr. Oliveros, dictated on Susan Stephenson. Last name, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S-O-N. First name, Susan, S-U-S-A-N. This is the clinical case of a 75-year-old patient of Dr. Domenech. Delta, Oscar, Mike, Echo, November Echo, Charlie Hotel, Domenech, D-O-M-E-N-E-C-H. This patient has a 19-year history of hyperaldosteronism. The CT scan failed to show enlargement of the adrenal glands. However, the level of aldosterone is pretty close to 200. Interestingly, the patient has CKD stage 3A, doesn't have any evidence of proteinuria. Aldosterone renin ratio is normal. The patient has been treated with a pretty high doses of spironolactone and potassium supplementation. There is no evidence of metabolic alkalosis or hypertension. The patient is with increased tremors and increased general malaise. The patient has been receiving medication for what the neurologist thought was Parkinson's disease, carbidopa. However, she continues with the tremors, which makes the quality of life impaired. I tried to talk to Dr. Domenech, which is the primary care, and the idea behind the call was to discuss the case and consider the possibility of this patient to be referred to Dr. Carlin, C-A-R-L-I-N-G, at the Center for Endocrinology in Tampa, which they have branches dedicated to parathyroid, thyroid, as well as adrenal glands. Period. The information was given to the patient's husband, the contact, and where to send the referral. Period, whether or not he will consider a surgical intervention is unknown. However, his opinion is extremely valuable. Following number, the patient has CKD stage 2, that is stable. Following number, the patient had the tremors and the Parkinson's disease that the as mentioned before, is getting progressively worse. Following number, she has gastroesophageal reflux disease that is under control. Following number, there is no evidence of hypercalcemia. following over gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with laboratory workup. I will try to communicate with the primary care, Dr. Dominic, later on. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab. In the face-to-face, I'm trying to make all the contacts 35 minutes in the documentation, 10 minutes.